sur laquelle nous avons réuni différents acteurs. Et on est très heureux d'avoir la présence d'AEW Europe, qui est un acteur incontournable du secteur. Et en fait, je préfère vous laisser voir directement les questions avec AEW. Would you say what's your main interest about infrastructure and logistics? And that's all
in terms of business drivers
to business, yeah. Press on real estate. Yeah. So what I propose is that maybe if you want to respond in English and I can translate, or you do both. I'm sorry, I don't want to impose.
Yeah,
you
no,
do
no
both.
Problem.
So okay, thanks
well,
a lot.
First of all, AEW Europe is a leading European asset manager. We do not just manage logistics; we manage as well offices, retail, residential, and logistics. We have developed in the logistics sector since 12 years almost. And we are one of the leaders in Europe, clearly. We have a strong presence in logistics through mainly one big fund called Logistis, a fund managed by AEW Europe teams. So hereby, I introduce you to the fund manager, Rémi Vertupier, and the team leader for asset management, Jean-Marie Caillon. So yes, you will have the press release regarding your activities. Alors, donc AEW Europe, c'est une société européenne leader sur son secteur en termes de gestion d'actifs, avec près de 18 milliards d'euros d'actifs sous gestion, dont un peu plus de 10% dans des actifs de logistique, ce qui explique notre présence aujourd'hui au BPIM au travers de cette zone infrastructure et logistique. Nous sommes un des leaders sur l'Europe, notamment au travers de nos activités logistiques initiées il y a 12 ans de cela, et aujourd'hui globalisées au travers d'un fonds qui s'appelle Logistis, dont le fund manager est aujourd'hui ici présent, qui s'appelle Rémi Vertupier, et un fonds qui exerce en Europe essentiellement sur une zone qui est la France pour l'instant, mais avec un développement qui s'est exercé ces 6 dernières années, notamment sur l'Italie, la Belgique, l'Espagne, et un horizon d'investissement fort sur l'Allemagne et la Hollande dans les années qui viennent. Those wants to diversify their activities and their investments. So the first driver for investors is diversification. The second driver is obviously linked to a sector where you have got less market volatility in terms of value of assets, where we have steady rent in this sector, so less volatility in the value of the assets. And the third driver is obviously you have a kind of reflection or a big combined asset class together with retail, which is largely linked to the consumption and to obviously the volumes of stocks and export that comes through the platforms. Vous avez en fait un secteur logistique dont aujourd'hui les investisseurs ont un attrait certain, marqué par une recherche de diversification, de rendement, de profitabilité, et bien évidemment un secteur qui est combiné au rendement et à la consommation des ménages, au stock qui s'effectue sur ces plateformes. Donc un secteur très lié aussi à la consommation des ménages et à la consommation économique. So the main drivers as well for the markets, if you don't consider.
Maybe a few words about AEW in logistics. We have two ways of two roads to invest in logistics: diversified funds and focused funds. For logistics, is the logistics dedicated fund managed by AEW. It has been created last year following the merger of three logistics dedicated funds. They were named Logistics 1, 2, and 3. Today it's Logistics. And we have a brand strategy. We want to develop this brand in Europe and to get bigger, to try to to have European relationship with our clients, I mean logistics operators. So that's the strategy for logistics, but AEW is also investing in logistics on diversified funds, and on this type of funds we are targeting detention between 4 and 6 years. But this one is long-term fund, so we have two types of investments. AEW Europe investit en logistique, comme Eric l'a dit, sur plus de environ 12% de ses actifs en gestion. On a deux façons d'investir en logistique, sur les fonds diversifiés ou sur les fonds dédiés à la logistique. Pour les fonds dédiés à la logistique, c'est la marque Logistis qui a été créée l'année dernière après la fusion des trois fonds logistiques 1, 2 et 3. C'est une marque qui a vocation à développer une stratégie en Europe, une stratégie orientée client, et donc à croître et à se diversifier, notamment en Allemagne et aux Pays-Bas.
Also to for logistics, it's also dedicated to the users of the logistics platform. Actually, we want to help our clients to go abroad, our existing clients in Italy and France, to go abroad. So we want to propose only one brand, logistics, so that they can find the same people, the same kind of buildings in all the countries in Europe. So that's the point of view from the asset management. We want to propose a strategy to our clients, and the opposite way, to find some clients in Germany or the Netherlands, and to propose them existing buildings in France so that they can find only one brand, one quality. Donc la volonté également au travers du fonds Logistis, donc de la marque Logistis, c'est d'aller accompagner nos clients à travers d'une seule marque en Europe, leur proposer la même qualité d'immeuble, les mêmes références, les mêmes interlocuteurs, pour pouvoir leur proposer d'aller en Allemagne, aux Pays-Bas, pour les clients avec qui on discute aujourd'hui en France, en Italie, puis à l'inverse, les clients qu'on pourrait sourcer en Allemagne, aux Pays-Bas, leur proposer les plateformes existantes aujourd'hui et bien positionnées qu'on a en France, en Italie, au travers de la marque Logistis.
So, last word about Logistis. Logistis is a non-listed fund. Currently, we are in a fundraising process. I told you that we are willing to get bigger. We are willing to double the size of the portfolio, in fact. Today, it's a 1 billion euro portfolio, and we want to reach a 2 billion euro portfolio, targeting, as Jean-Marie said, mainly Netherlands and Germany. So we are currently in a fundraising process, trying to find new investors, propose them to join this fund, this brand, and the current investors, already the partners of this fund. Ce que je disais, c'est que l'actualité de Logistis aujourd'hui, c'est de trouver les sources de capital, l'equity, qui va pouvoir lui permettre d'alimenter sa phase de croissance. Au jour d'aujourd'hui, Logistis, c'est un fonds qui détient environ 1 milliard d'euros d'actifs, comme Jean-Marie l'a dit, essentiellement en France et en Italie. On souhaite se diversifier aux Pays-Bas et en Allemagne essentiellement. Et pour pouvoir alimenter cette phase de croissance, on est actuellement dans une phase de recherche de fonds propres sur le fonds Logistis, qui est un fonds non coté.
How do you see the European Union white paper that says that was it 30% of all the transportation has to be on rail till was it 2015 to 20 and then 50% 2030?
Yeah.
How does that come to you? Well, your investing span is only 4 to 6 years, so you really don't have to worry about it yet.
Yes, but I think I have to worry about that, yeah. Today, because in 6 years, in 10 years, yeah. Yeah. Jean-Marie and I, we will be still there managing, yeah, our assets. We are not buying assets for a few, right, years. Yeah. If we take an example, just look at this one. We have a waterway connection. We, yeah, don't see it, but we have a railway connection, yeah, and we developed that site six years ago.
Yeah.
So I think that 75% of our sites are railway connected. So clearly from the beginning we know that it's something that will be useful in the future. But honestly, currently I think that the railway transportation for logistics is something about 3 to 4% of the global volumes. But if we are speaking about environmental friendly practice, clearly it's a big progress that is feasible with the railway connection and the waterway also.
Who will fund it?
Maybe to illustrate, we were one of the first to push our tenants to use rail. So one illustration in France and currently in Ile-de-France, close to Paris, one of our big tenants called Monoprix, the distribution group, is clearly taking all its staff and goods from our distribution center, close to Sénart, direct into the city hub of Paris through the railways. Yeah. 100% of the distribution, Monoprix does it through rails, and that's a distribution center provided by AW for them. So, un cas d'illustration concret pour l'utilisation d'une plateforme, en l'occurrence multimodale, c'est l'acheminement par Monoprix pour l'ensemble de sa distribution de matières sèches et d'épicerie de l'ensemble de ses produits vers Paris à travers le réseau ferré. The issue is clearly, you're right to mention it, in the hands of administrative and governmental bodies. The fact is, not just in France, but that's true all over Europe.
It's a big transformation.
The issue is price linked. So there is a cost issue where clearly the road is currently still much cheaper compared to the rail transportation.
And if we have those high speed trains, how do we fit the slower?
That's the issue. So clearly we need some infrastructure to provide it. Less or cheaper transportation companies. So the French SNCF, for example, has set up a private company with different social structures to provide better pricing. That's one response, but it's not enough.
Or maybe they
clearly, all the distributors or producers still benefit from the very cheap road transportation scheme. And so the issue remains fully valid.
I don't know. I'm from Finland, and in my country, the cost of transportation has risen a lot during the last few years. Probably you have the same situation in the Central Europe, but this will not diminish by any means the cost of transportation, and it's the customers who will have to pay. So it's a chain reaction. Is it the European Union who will solve it? They wrote the paper. It's very interesting.
The European Union still has a strong effect on it, defining the social rules as well. And one of the issues is obviously linked to the transportation model. For example, 5 years ago, the European Union changed all the standards and the rules, leading to the fact that drivers of trucks do not drive more than 9 euros per day. That had a huge effect on all the asset management system from our point of view. So obviously the European Union is one response.
And now when we start to think about it, it's going to be a big challenge.
We see initiatives from the users who are gathering together, because as Eric said, it's really a problem, an issue of price today.
And flexibility.
And since most of users are alone, they come do a lot because of price. So they try to gather to ask for services to the railway services, so that they can get better prices and have more frequent trains, for instance, from Lille to Marseille or Montpellier. So if 4 or 5 companies can gather to send their goods from France, it can work. So today we can see that on the market with us gathering, and we AW, we try to to market this and to sell the services of a platform, because we need to talk about Doosh platform, which is a multimodal platform with Railway on a C-way connection. And with the people managing this platform, we try to gather all the users in the area, not only on the platform, but in the area, so that they can understand. Because we also got aware that people didn't know really who was operating the connection between each city regarding the railway traffic. So we have to inform them of what we can do and how much is it. And what we can do if we are several people around the table. So it's coming up, and of course we have to, regarding the real estate part, to be prepared of to this such developments in France, but in Europe also.
Are there a lot of? Yeah.